Ah, oh, the weekend is upon us. Phil Moss, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Mate, we'll start with Topper Stanley. He's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone.
1 week in.
We've known for a while that he's been surplus to requirements for Popper. And there was an opportunity for him to go to Korea, I think it was, last season, and that was knocked back. So he was chewing a wasp for a while, quietly behind the scenes, and then got sent off in the FFA Cup quarterfinal. Missed the derby last week. But Popper's got Asprey, Border, Cornthwaite, Hamill, and he had Topper Stanley. That's five players for two positions. That's top heavy, you know, for centre backs. And Topper, I think, you know, he's been a fantastic servant for that club. He's a great guy. I brought him up from Canberra to Manly United before he got his first A-League gig. And, you know, very intelligent guy, but he's really eked out everything that he can in the A-League. Unfortunately, never won the grand final with West Sydney, but he's got his opportunity to go to the Middle East. He's going to cash in. He's 32 years of age. He's probably just past that line of his best in the A-League, so it's good timing for him and probably good timing for Topor, but I know West Sydney Wanderers supporters will be disappointed to see him go, but he served the club so well and deserves it.
And they pay up in that part of the world, don't they? Like, it'll be a decent deal.
Yeah.
You've got to put up with 50-degree heat, though.
Absolutely.
Give us a guess, mate.
Oh, look, he'd be on somewhere between 750 and a mil a year.
Okay.
Over in Dubai.
Buys a lot of sunscreen.
You're going to need a lot of sunscreen. Or do they play at midnight over there?
Asprey, eh? Tony Popovich needed Aspros after leaking four goals, I can tell you.
What, and Panadol.
Now, let's this Adelaide-West Sydney Wanderers, cracking grand final replay, but Adelaide have got the wood on Western Sydney Wanderers.
They have, big time, TK. And the question mark is this, is it a grand final replay? A combined total of nine players from the grand final now gone.
Is that right?
From both clubs. So, yes, in clubs and colours and history, I guess you call it a grand final replay, but really, there's a lot of players out there that won't have that emotion. But West Sydney Wanderers have won 0 in 5 in Adelaide and won 1 in their last 7. Adelaide have lost 1 in 22, including including the grand final, winning the grand final, I should say, last season. So they are on a massive run. I'm tipping them for this weekend, no doubt about it tonight.
215 at tab.com.au. This is good too. Your old club, Central Coast Mariners, but they've got to come to Allianz against Sydney FC, who are full of confidence. And Artie said, no complacency here. He'd bash him around there with a baseball bat, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would. Absolutely. And there's a lot riding on this game for a couple of reasons. Obviously, Arnie, and there's a few players at Sydney who used to play for the Mariners. Matt Simon has come out this week and said the Mariners mean nothing to him anymore. That's a massive statement from a local Gosford boy. He was treated poorly by the club. There is no doubt about that. So he'll be motivated. And obviously the Mariners have Nasevsky, Fatih and Tavares coming back to prove to Graham Arnold he should never have let them go. So a lot riding on it. Mariners haven't beaten Sydney in the last 6, but I know that the challenge for Arnie and Sydney FC this week is just as big as the derby last week for different reasons. It's easy to get up for a derby. There's a lot riding on it. It's harder to get up for a game like the Mariners, who had such a disappointing season last year, but prove that there's a bit more fight in the team this year with last week's come from behind 3-3 draw.
Melbourne derby, mate. I'm looking forward to Tim Cahill starting.
Yeah, everyone is, Slats. You know, there's been a lot of talk, a lot of hype. The talking's over as of Saturday night. Yep. Let's see what he can produce. We spoke yesterday about how he'll react to not being everyone's favourite, which will be very interesting. Massive, massive loss for Melbourne City and Thomas Sorensen being sent off last week against Wellington. Dean Bouzanis comes in. He did well off the bench last week, but a derby, the white-hot atmosphere of the cauldron in a derby is a totally different proposition.
Okay, so that's why you're tipping the Melbourne victory at $2.50 at tab.com.au.